The Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts. Welcome to the Space Case Sarah Show. I decided to start recording as we were discussing things that happened in movies or TV shows or whatever that we had irrational fears about afterward. Like, I started this with the reference to the acid lake in Dante's Peak and the grandma pulling the rowboat through it. And I was like, that is it. I will never move anywhere close to a volcano ever. Like, right. So yeah, okay, welcome to the Space Case Sarah Show. We're in the third episode of season two?
Season two.
That's correct. Dos, dos. And what is our element? I have absolutely no idea.
Today's vanadium is vanadium.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Why should we care, Kavi?
I never promised to make you care. I never said that you should care. No, vanadium is kind of like, it's almost like the steroid of metallurgy. Basically, it's really useful for enhancing other metals. By itself, it's kind of like, eh. But it is used a lot in titanium alloys and steel. Like high performance tools that are made from steel or from iron, like 80-90% of vanadium in the world is used to like make them harder, better, faster, and stronger.
That is a Daft Punk song, right?
It is. Yes. Look at you with your modern references to kids these days and they're hipping and hopping.
We are iRock Space Radio and we do play Daft Punk, so
we do.
Which makes sense. They're space robots. French space
here
robots.
We are. We're keeping it all connected right now. Benjamin.
That's me.
With his safety bat and his tardigrade. These are like, someone should make a cartoon of you, of like the bat and the tardigrade. And
some Legos just there in the background.
And like Lego towers falling behind him. Someone make that happen.
Yes. I'm going to draw a picture of me holding a baseball bat with a tardigrade on my shoulder in a world of tumbling Lego towers.
And someone's like, this is oddly dystopian, kind of almost angry. Like, what with the bat? What's with the bat?
It's like baseball.
What's with the bat?
Comfort bat. Benjamin, by the way, for anyone who is tuning in and going, what are you talking about? In season one, Benjamin introduced us to his emotional support bat. It is a wooden bat. And every so often, he grabs said bat and clutches it for dear life. And
it's not an emotional support bat. It was next to me and it fell over and I caught it and I tried to be quiet about it. And Kavi called it an emotional support bat. It's just a bat. But now I love him dearly.
So
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
What are whose birthday are we celebrating? What's happening today, Benjamin?
This is our vanadium episode, and it's going to be airing on January 21st. So happy January 21st astronaut birthday to Joseph Tanner, who flew on four shuttle flights that helped in the construction of the International Space Station. And happy scientist birthday to, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Bengt Stromgren, the Danish astrophysicist who pioneered the present day knowledge of glass clouds in space. There's the Stromgren sphere, is named after him, which is the sphere of ionized hydrogen around young certain class stars. So Kavi could elaborate, I'm sure, because
well, he just got really excited. He was like, ooh.
I know this guy.
Why do we have a Cookie Monster voice, though?
I know this guy. You can do Kermit. I can do Cookie Monster. We're even.
He's the Kermit voice.
It kind of sounded more like Yoda, like when you repeat it. It's like, strong with the ionization you are.
Know the scientist I do. Fan of a sphere I am.
Studied him well, I have.
Studied him well.
Oh my
Yeah.
I just banged my microphone.
She beat you to it this episode. She beat you to it.
Yes.
Something is wrong in the Matrix. Sarah's banging her microphone. Benjamin's doing astrophysics. What am I meant to do?
Yeah, I saw a meme that reminds me of a meme I saw the other day where it was like
from Meta.
Astrophysics. What, I just missed this one.
I saw a meme meme.
Saw a
the
meme
Inception
the
meme.
Meme meme.
Wow. It's all about meme, isn't it?
Biology or biologist messes up, creates mutant virus. Physicist messes up, creates like dark hole, you know, black hole. A geologist messes up, rock on table, now rock on floor.
It's funny because it's not a science.
Bazinga.
Wow. Shots are fired in season. We should probably bring in a geologist now.
Oh, we should.
Duel of the sciences. That could be a really fun episode. Duel of the sciences. Yeah. All right. Moving on. We're going to discuss today about space tourism, mm-hmm. both on Earth and off Earth, and kind of the evolution of that and how it's continuing to evolve. And I think it's kind of a fun topic also to bring up because I am like very much the model citizen of a space tourist because I just saw this morning Elon tweeted that Starship is going to have another attempt at a launch soon. The picture mm-hmm. was really cool. And I'm like, you know, I have this small trailer that is very easy to and fro about the country with. And I'm like, do I want to drive down to Texas? No. But that's kind of what inspired, I think, my thought process behind this episode because, right, a rocket launch inspires a whole wealth of tourism. Yes. And it's not, you know, like it's, but it's not just that. There's also people who are like, the new suborbital hop kind of things. Some people are referring to those astronauts, if you will, more as astro tourists or astro. Yeah. So we're going to talk about it. But before we do that, let's remember to follow everyone on Les Social Media, right? The clickety clackety socials of the medias. And I think we teased it last week, but it really like we're gonna be on all the platforms. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am Space K Sarah. You can find me as such everywhere. And you can now also listen to the Space K Sarah show everywhere. Season one, the complete season one, is now available for your streaming pleasure. I mean, I don't really enjoy listening back to myself that much, so I can't imagine why anyone would want to do that. But no, I'm just joking. Put the bat down, Benjamin. But yeah, follow me on social media, Space Case Sarah. I just like to have a good time. So follow me there, guys. Introduce yourselves and where people can find you.
I am Benjamin from Science Actually. You can find me primarily on Facebook. /actuallyscience, or you can go to scienceactually.com and you find all the links to all the different places that I am. Thank you.
And you, when you're done looking at all the fantastic memes on Benjamin's Facebook page, you can follow me at FunFactScience on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. I already said Instagram, again, Instagram, and also on my website, funfactscience.com. And also, did I mention Instagram?
Instagram.
You should get on Instagram.
I haven't even heard of it. Is it Instagram? Instagram?
I think it's a service that you get a graham cracker instantly when you press on the button. Yeah.
I recently was at a party and someone had just gotten for Christmas a Polaroid camera. And they were like, and I was like, this is big full circle moment, right? I don't know why Instagram makes me think of that, but.
They've been coming back into popularity. I feel like it's just like a cool thing to bring out at parties rather than, like, it used to be magnets. Did you guys go through that? You'd go to like weddings and celebrations, yep. Family events, and like, get magnets.
For my I might have done that myself.
Now they do Polaroids. They'll have like Polaroid cameras on each table or a few of them circling around, and people get like awkward, you know, Polaroid photos, and everyone's shaking it and singing the Outcast song, and there's one guy in the corner saying, actually, you're not meant to shake them. It affects the distribution of the ink on the paper.
Is that you? Is that you in the corner?
I think about a year and a half ago or so, my daughter, a teenage daughter, one of my teenage daughters, she had a really fun app on her phone. It was great. It took a square, somewhat grainy-ish photo, but then you don't get to see it for an hour. It was like a development type process, and you turn it. It was a fun little app that kind of gave you the quality of a photo plus the exciting joy of seeing what it's going to look like in an hour.
Wow.
I thought it was the funniest. It was the funniest thing. You can still use a phone to take regular photos while that app's photo is quote unquote developing. But it was the most ridiculous thing. I loved it.
Do you guys watch The Office? Circle. Yes.
I have seen The Office.
So I'm like, I'm embarrassed to say that like I'm now almost finished my first watch through. I'd not done it when I was younger. And there was an episode where Erin, the secretary, is using a disposable camera, and she like takes a photo and then throws out the camera. She's like, you know, I just really don't get it.
Oh, I miss that show. I haven't seen it in a while. But yeah, isn't that funny how like, gosh, such full circle. Like when I got into photography, if you will, not really even, but you know, just old enough to be like, I want to take pictures. It was so exciting that you could take, you know, your cameras to Walgreens and get 1 hour.
Right.
Processing, right? now look at it. We're back to square one. Polaroids. Woo! Well, not taking Polaroids at rocket launches, though, because I don't think that would work out super great. Let's talk about the space tourism, space. I think that space tourism, if we're going to really take it back, I think that we can see kind of an origin moment of space tourism with the World Fair and the, you know, the attraction of the World Fair and all of this futuristic spacey kind of stuff that was proposed. Those were huge. I'm sad that we don't do things like that on like a grand world scale anymore. But that was big, and that influenced and shaped people like Carl Sagan and Walt Disney. And, you know, then Disney went on to create his theme parks that were very spacey themed, Epcot Center and stuff like that. And so there's always been this, I think, a bit of a phenomenon of space and space tourism in a way.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back at like the early days of space tourism, this documentary made called The Orphans of Apollo, and it was about a group of entrepreneurs who tried to buy the Soviet Mir space station, because the idea was, you know, Mir was being decommissioned, and they said, you know, what a shame, like, why can't we take this, why can't we privatize it? So they founded a company called Space Adventures, and they were trying to rename Mir as Mir Corp. The whole thing kind of didn't work out. It's an interesting documentary to watch. But it's like that generation grew up during like the height of the space age with, like, as you were saying, like all of this hope and this expectation that there would be, you know, this continuing exponential growth in the space industry that never really happened because, I guess, I don't know, maybe because the Soviet competition, that environment that had been fueling space exploration petered away, and we kind of had to restart it. It's weird. Like, you look at a timeline of space tourism and you can see it like all building up to the early 2000s and just a break of like, you know, over a decade until there was more space tourism. It's kind of strange.
It is. It's interesting. Yeah. And when you're saying that hope, you saw it, there was a big shift in our pop culture of space because it was cowboys and Indians, you know, like that was what was on TV. And then Sputnik went up and then suddenly it shifted to space. I mean, even our IROC logo is a little bit of a nod to Sputnik with the little spikes and the little peaks of it. Suddenly, then you have these TV shows and cartoons like the Jetsons and yeah, like so futuristic and hopeful. And mm-hmm. I think that also has spurred a whole, maybe not space tourism, but you know, you have these like Star Trek conventions and you have all these, you know, like people that go to places to come together for their love of space and space science and space science fiction. And so there's a movement that just is very interesting. It's a very interesting phenomenon. We're going to need to stop for our first break, but I think this is a great start to this conversation because I just feel like there's so much. There's so much here when you think about
a lot.
We're the Space Case Sarah Show, where we talk about nonsense and cool space stuff. So as we say in our description, come for the science, stay for the puns. And listen to our quick break or not, depending on how you're listening to this. And we will be right back with a conversation about space tourism here on IROC Space Radio.